Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Tom Appel, Consumer Guide Automotive. Are you excited to not talk about the UAW strike with me?
I am so excited. I'm relieved. I'm relieved.
Right. That went on for quite a while, but for the most part, pretty much all done as they finish up everything. Okay. Driverless cars is the topic of conversation today. I feel like this has been dangled in front of us for the better part of a decade or more. This hasn't gone as well as people really thought it was going to go about a decade ago, has it?
No, we are supposed to be zipping around in driverless cars right now, and that is just not the case. And part of the deal, too, is this story got pushed back when we all became enthusiastic about electric cars, a process that is, in fact, happening, but maybe a little bit slower than we hoped as well.
So what's wrong? What has happened? Why hasn't this gone as fast as we maybe thought it would?
It is profoundly expensive. We have learned to develop an autonomous vehicle. And the hard part about this is that testing the vehicle means testing it in real-world applications, in real-world spaces, and that means there are going to be accidents, and there have been accidents, in testing these vehicles. And unfortunately, it's hard to make progress developing the cars if they don't work in real traffic, but if they work in real traffic, there will be accidents. And the world's appetite for these real-world accidents is very, very low.
Which is interesting, because our appetite for accidents with driver cars seems to be boundless.
Yeah, tolerance is high, yes.
Why is that? Is it just that we can almost wrap our heads around human mistakes, but the thought of a robot making a mistake just drives us crazy?
I think so. I think that part of it, too, this is very much like the if you ask the average person on the street about how often electric cars catch on fire, some of them might tell you they break into flames every day. And that's a little bit what's happening with autonomous test vehicles, too. When you hear about an accident, there's a lot of news covering it because everyone's covering the story. It's an interesting story. It's future tech. And when something goes wrong, it's just big headlines.
Okay, so I know there was a lot of legislation trying to be passed in California about whether these could continue to operate or not. I believe, if I'm getting my facts correct, that Gavin Newsom ended up supporting them, the governor, allowing these to happen. Where are we at now?
Yeah, Cruise Automation, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of General Motors, although Honda has a small part of it as well, is out in San Francisco. That's where they're headquartered. And they've been testing vehicles, autonomous vehicles, in San Francisco, Phoenix, Austin, Dallas, Miami. And the thing that's happening is they just recently started testing the vehicles without safety drivers. That means that you can use the app, get into the car, and get into a driverless car and take a road from one destination to another in that city. And largely, if you measure it by hundreds of thousands or millions of miles, there aren't a lot of accidents, but they have a lot of vehicles out there. And there was recently a rather bad accident. We could call it gruesome, where someone who was hit by another car ended up in front of one of the Cruise Automation vehicles and ended up being dragged along the street. And that's horrible. And that's a terrible thing. And there have been ramifications. General Motors has decided, or I should say Cruise Automation, has decided to suspend its driverless testing. And they're not even allowed to now, per California, to test in San Francisco without a safety driver on board.
Yeah, I agree. Like, that's horrific, and we don't want that to happen, but it happens every day with drivers. And, you know, I don't, correct me if I'm wrong, but this technology isn't going to advance until these mistakes are worked out in real application. Like, there's only so many things you can create in software and in a laboratory. These cars need to learn, and we need to learn from it for these unintended things that just happen in front of us.
Yeah, that's exactly the situation. And the accident that had happened, Cruise has already identified the software flaw in, and then they've fixed it. But, you know, obviously that's too little too late for the pedestrian that was hit.
Right.
But had they not had that accident, that particular software glitch would not have been repaired. And I realize that that's kind of a stark way to look at that. But the real-world experience is necessary to improve the science.
Based on everything I've read, it seems like the scope of our expectations may have narrowed a little bit, that driverless cars, where I could get in Downers Grove and say I'm going to Austin, Texas, that technology is a long way away. But perhaps more localized areas of point to point, mile or 2 mile away, maybe more in the immediate future. Is that kind of what you're reading, that they're able to, if you focus them in certain areas, they're able to learn things quicker, perhaps?
Yeah, I think our expectations have been somewhat modified, and right now we're looking at commercial applications. So ride-hailing works very well for this, especially in limited areas. And we remember, too, when Foxconn was actually going to be working out of Kenosha there, they were going to run an autonomous vehicle from Kenosha up to Mitchell Airport, and it was going to have a dedicated lane. And that's the kind of commercial applications we're talking about. The other one that sort of makes sense is over-the-road trucks when they're on the interstate. They have very predictable routes, and it's rather easy to predict what needs they're going to have and what it is they're going to end up experiencing on the road.
Are we anywhere close to that? Because that scares me more than cars.
We might be closer to that. I think what we're not close to is the era where you or I can get into a car that doesn't have a steering wheel in it and just use a voice command and say, take me to grandma's, because that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Right. Right, for sure. Tom Appel, Consumer Guide Automotive. Anything on the podcast or site you want us to know about?
Yeah, the podcast just went live yesterday. This week we're talking about how crazy some Tesla enthusiasts can be. This after I had a flame war on Twitter. So that's the topic this week.
Well, the anti-Tesla enthusiasts are also crazy, too. So
they can be, yes. Yes.
And where can people find it? What's it called again?
It's the Car Stuff Podcast. You can download it anywhere.
Tom Appel, we appreciate your time, okay?
Thank you.